We are Baruch Hashem at the end of the Averis. At the very end of the Averis, we're going to start mitzvahs next time. We're up to Lav Tes Zayin. In the list of the potential Averis that people can violate when they speak Lashon Hara. And here he sticks in an Avera which people call Chanifa, although the correct pronunciation is Chanufa, unless you have a Yiddish Havara. But it's become a word in Yiddish, Chanifa. Tezayin lepa'amim, we're up to Lavim that not every one who speaks Lashon Hara is Iver. Lepa'amim Iver Oin al Isr Chanufa, shulaharbe ga'inim lav gomor. There's an Avera called Chanufa. Now in parentheses it says, Hara'im bal hatoisvis. There are two people known as the Re'im. There's Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, who wrote a Pirush on Rashi. And there is the Re'im, the Sefer Yireim. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, is it? Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, one of the Bali Taisvis. So anyway, the Re'im counts this, and in his counting of mitzvahs, a lav of Chanufa. Vuhu lav deloisach nifu es ha'oretz. Pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, Kain Miskavin, and he explains what it is. Chanifa is when you say something to find favor in a person's eyes, but you would not otherwise say. Now, it's lav davka lashon hara. Chanifa, the Gemara's flattery. The Gemara's example of Chanifa is that Agrifas HaMelech. Agrifas was a king, but he actually came from, did not come from royal descent. He came from he was ineligible to be a king because, he came from Avadim. And when he was learning, and Agrifas became from, and he was learning, in the Pasuk where it says you can't appoint a king, stranger as a king, he started to cry. It was all going of demise. And the Chachamim that was standing there said to him, Kosherato, Kosherato, don't worry. So, Chazal say that was Chanifa. I said it's a very good kash, of course. Nevish, we're going to talk about it. He's going to talk about it. But anyway, that's what it says. It says by Agrifa. So there, it didn't involve Lashon Hara. Chanifa is lav davka Lashon Hara. Means flattery. When you say things that you shouldn't say because you want to flatter someone, that's leisach nifu. Now, so there are types of Chanifa that are a mitzvah. There are a mitzvah. I brought the Archa Sadikim here. This Archa Sadikim, it's my Musa Sefer, because I got this when I graduated 8th grade. I was 12 years old, and I got this, and I still have it. One of the few ones they have. Awarded to me upon my graduation. You'd think I deserve some award. They gave this to every graduate. But still, it says awarded the Yeshiva Torah V'das of Flavish. So I actually have learned a lot of Archa Sadikim. I mentioned to you that Rav Palme told me, stay away from Mesil Zishar and learn Archa Sadikim. That's what he told me. It's very interesting. Just last night I had a phone call from a young man. He called me last week and he called me again about Nedarim he might have made. He's Yeshiva Bacher. And he's obviously becoming a little obsessive about it. So I told him, when it comes to Nedarim, you know, he's saying maybe I made this nether and that nether, and he may be right, you know. I told him, when it comes to Nedarim, you can't obsess about it, you're gonna make yourself crazy. You're gonna remember more things and more things. It's like quicksand, you know, when you start to obsess about something. So, can you ever have Eruk? You're afraid of obsessing? So I told him, yeah, it's a Ramban. The Ramban writes about a woman who goes to the mikveh. If she starts asking too many shaylos, then maybe she closes her eyes too tightly or her lips too tightly. It says, just tell her, don't worry. That's how he ends. He says, these things, once you start, you never end. You know? So, what? Zelo chashuv. So I told him that when I was your age, I was learning Mesilas Yesharim. And Rav Palme saw me, he said, Mesilas Yesharim is not for you. Learn Archa Sadikim. It's more relaxed. And, you know, I think, you know, I was very frum at that time in my life. And I think he felt that, it would not do me any good. So I listened to him. That's one thing in my life. I always listened to what Rav Palme told me to do, including when I was planning to go into the bakery and I didn't, and, other such times. And so far it's done me well. So anyway, Darcha Sadikim, he's wonderful because by every bad midah, he tells you times you could use it for good. He doesn't say that there are no beard midas. Every midah, you have to know when to use it. So here's one of my favorite lines. The Shair HaChanifos. He has a Shair on flattery. So he says, Yachnif Adam Le'ishtai Mishum Shalom Bayis. A person should always practice Chanifa with his wife because of Shalom Bayis. He should get along with him.
What's Chanifa?
Flattery. That's saying nice things. How wonderful the person is. And he has more. He says, Labal Chayvai Shalom Yilchitzenu. You owe someone money. If you don't have money to pay, don't run away from him. Tell him how wonderful he is, how understanding he is. He's giving you time. Le Rabbi Shil Medeno Torah. To his Rebbe that he should want to teach him. Umitzvah Gedayla Lahachdich LeTalmidav LeChaveirav Teshiyumiduv Shiyishmu LeDvarav LeKabatei Chachase LeKayim HaMitzvahs. That's a big mitzvah to spur people on to do mitzvahs by telling them, amazing, amazing. For your background and you're able to do it, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. There's a young man here in the neighborhood who I recently started seeing at Minchat Maariv, which he hadn't davened minyan in years. So he told me, he was makabel, that he's going to daven at least once a day with minyan. So on Rosh Hashanah, I told him, your davening Maariv here is worth more than mine. I do it out of habit. I'm doing it my whole life. And now I'm going to stop davening Maariv with minyan. Like I've invested almost 60 years into it. I'm not going to stop. But you decided to daven with Maariv. You know, you decided to daven with minyan. That's... Is it true? It's true, Valley. True.
Every culture, okay. When you keep Shabbos, you're much higher than me. I brought up Shabbos.
So that's Chanifus. But that's a good Chanifus.
Yes, it's
a good Chanifus.
It's true too.
So that's what he says. And it's Emes also. It's true. Yeah. Anyway, so this is his thing. He talks about Yesh Chanifus Ra, but Ra, actually. So, anyway, but this line, Yachnif Adam Le'ishtai. That's a nice, you gotta be reminded, you know, but, okay, anyway, back to here. He's saying, Lashon Hara is sometimes an Avera of Chanifus. It means, Yemarzik Oisei Resha, that's the Chanifus, that's Loisach Nifus Aretz. Yemarzik, someone's doing something not proper. So, Kagayin, the second line. Kagayin, Miskavim Bisipurei, Lashon Hara Varechilus. Kedelahachnif Lashemeya. You want to flatter the one listening. Shu, Yedeya. You know, Shieshlai Loise Plaini Sina Mikvar. You know, Ruvain hates Shimon. Adeizeh Yimtzachem Beinav. So you want Ruvain to like you? So you say, ah, this Shimon, he's such a jerk. You know what he did? Hu Avain Plili. It's a terrible Aveira. Ki Ma'at Mimenu. Asheinim Akayim Mitzis Techacha. Shu Mitzis Asei Dereis. It's bad enough that he's not Mechiachim, which is a Dereis. You should tell him not to hate his friend. You strengthen the sinner that he had earlier. He's going to make new machloikesin. So that's the depth of the Aveira. Now, it's one thing when you go and you initiate the flattery. But he says, who? It's also, you stumble about someone, he's complaining about the gabai. He's complaining about somebody. And the person listening, he knows he shouldn't be saying it. Yeah, the aver is only nodding his head. All he's doing is nodding his head, L'dova zeh. U'mach l'gamu as a dova b'shoyne, sh'maisef eif the tevus l'pgan. Or he hears words of derision. M'mnei sh'amasapir l'pamu b'balabayis choshu v'kadayma. The masapir is his boss, or somebody important. Sh'yashem yimenu toivai, sh'yarev sh'yazik, sh'yazik oisei l'ine chochem v'kadayma. Akein z'senu ha'yetz, m'nei atchak, sh'yaskim yamu l'zeh. So the Yetzar says, nod your head, agree with him. Avot teida achi. Shezeu be'etzem lav dechanufa. Afilum rak Yosef eizetavis. Kashem is bar be'er mayim mechayim. He explains the footnote, even if you just add some words. Val inyin kezeh shayach mashenema v'samta sakin b'luacha in bal nefesh ata. You're putting a sword into your throat, into the place where you swallow. The Chayav Adam Linsar Atzmi L'Sakana. Oh, now here, this is for my grief ass. The Chafetz Chaim says a chiddush here. Chayav Adam Linsar Atzmi L'Sakana. Val Yasi Es Nafshay Avayin Ashman. Kizeh. You understand this? He says it's Yarek Val Yavar. Yarek Val Yavar? Only three things Yarek Val Yavar. Chanifa. He says, Chayav Adam Linsar Atzmi L'Sakana. Val Yasi Nafshay Ashman Ashman Bezah. So we have to explain that. Now the limud is from Agrifas, that they were punished by Agrifas, and there would have been sakana to do it Agrifas. But it's not 100% so, because by Agrifas, they were doing the aveir of Megalat Ponim B'Torah Shalei Kahalacha. And Agrifas said, it says, Lasucha Losi Zalacha Ishnachri. He said, I don't deserve to be king. And it says, they told him, Achinu Ata, no, you're a kosher. They were actually twisting Torah. They weren't just flattering him. So it's a very difficult thing. Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva says these words, that a person should be Meisur Nefesh and not be Over HaChanifa. However, the Mishnah Berura, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, where he, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berura follows in his footsteps, brings a list of other Averis. There the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not Yarek Val Yavar. In Kuf Nun Vav Dalet, he says if you're afraid the person talking to you is going to hurt you, you're allowed to flatter him. The Gemara actually brings a story, I think it's Ula, who somebody murdered someone else right in front of him. Then the murderer, you know, his hands are dripping with blood, he has a sword in his hand, he turns to Ula, he says, did I do a good job? So Ula decided not to give him Techacha at that moment. And Ula said, you did a good job, whatever the Lasha was. I think. So, it's not Yarek Val Yavar. Very, very hard.
It's not mentioned in the things what? That Mark says, what Yarek Val Yavar also.
It's not mentioned. You're right.
What?
You're right. It's a shtukapella. So it could be. Here, in his Pirish, he brings the Sefer Yad Kitano. Now, in these explanations, I'll tell you the words. He says that by sakana mamish, you're allowed to be over chanifa, but it's not nearest to sakana. Like by agrifas, who says he would have killed them? I mean, he's a king. He was crying. He himself said that I'm not roi.
So they would have said you're right. You're not roi.
They should have just kept their mouth shut.
Kept
their mouth shut. So what's the difference? So this reminds me of a different Rabbeinu Yonah. When I was learning Beho, we came across, there's a sugya of Techocha, Mutav Shushayim Vayumazin, there's a sugya in the beginning of the fifth parak. By Hechiach Techiach Asamisecha, we need a riboy, Hechiach Techiach Afilu Talmud Larav. But the Talmud Asim Yechiach is Rebbe. So the Kasha is, if it's a mitzvah of Hechocha, of course Afilu Talmud, why do I need a riboy? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Avera of not being Mechiach is, it looks like you're agreeing with the one who does the Aveira. Someone does an Aveira right in front of him, you don't say anything. It looks like you mask him. By a Talmud L'Rav, if you don't say anything, it doesn't look like you mask him. It looks like he's your Rebbe, you're not going to say anything. It doesn't look like you're agreeing. So there I would think you're Potter, and maybe I need a Ribui to tell you Chayiv. Same thing here. The Aveira of Chanifa is that you're agreeing to Isay Resha. If the guy's standing with a dripping blood, sword with blood, and you say, good job, no one thinks that you're agreeing with him. They think you're scared stiff. The lashon of the Sefer Yad Kitana is that a sakana haniris, an obvious sakana, you're allowed to be chayiv. If it's obvious, so you're allowed to do chanifa. But otherwise not. That would explain at least the stira. By Agrifas, it wasn't nearest. It wasn't obvious. And by the case with Ula, with the fellow with the sword, it was obvious. It would answer the stira.
There's a big spectrum between Yahari Val Yavar not doing anything. You might break a leg, you might take your money, you might, it's not all or nothing.
The way I understand, any time, even if you just might break a person's leg, it's also, the Mishnah Berurah is Lashon, Mutolai Malai Yafa Asisa. It's test the shleya again on your end. It's hard to understand that it should be Hari Val Yavar. It's not one of the big three that we always talk about, so. I don't know. Yeah, but she may have been, she was a, during the time of war, she was a Shvuya. She was a Shvuya during time of war. And that's a psul in the Zera and the children. Yeah. That's a psul. He wasn't eligible. He had a psul in the Zichus. Okay, let's learn Yud Zayin so that we can be done with all our Averis just in time for Yom Kippur. The last, what is it, 20 lines of Tezayin, I'm sorry. The end of Tezayin. Don't even nod. And he shouldn't be Michal Shem Shemayim. First of all, I'll listen to you. I must have mentioned, all my friends know all my stories, but I once, Ramesh was coming in to say Shir on a Friday. And he walked in the back door of the Beis Medrash and he walked up to the front. A fellow jumped up and he started screaming. And he said, "Your son-in-law Paskin Amashaita." "Your son-in-law Paskin Amashaita. I wonder if Shiva to Paskin, I'm not a Shaita." And he was screaming. And he was hollering. And at one point, his grandson tried to push him out of the way and he hit him. He said, "If Roshima wants me to stop, he'll tell me." And Ramesh stood and stared at the person. He didn't say a word. He didn't nod his head this way or that way. The person, he was hollering. And everybody wished they would have had a video camera. Right nowadays, you pull out your phone. And he just stared him down. And the guy was like a siren, you know, like the Shabbos siren. After a while, it goes down. He was screaming and howling. Went down and he ran out. And I think he confirmed that he was a shaita. So that's what it says. Somebody tells you, Lashna. What's a shaita is an imbecile. Fool. Okay. So, that's what you do with decay in such a case. Okay, we go to Yud Zayin. Lupamim yesh oid lav acher, the last potential aveira in Lashna. Vima shamati by saying rabbi, shendabra Lashna metakas. Somebody who gets all worked up when he speaks Lashna, and this happens. People are only a little angry, but as they, there's a difference in men and women. Women, the teva, the feminine nature is that when they carry on, when they finish, it's like you let the air out of the balloon. They calm down a little bit. A man works himself up into a frenzy. The more he screams, the angrier he gets. So, yeshayid lavacha. If you must be say, "Rabbi Shadamar Losh Narbatekas." Ubishas maisehu mekalaloi gamkein. He gets himself to a point where he curses him. Upamum mekalaloi bishem. A filibalaz, he says God, even in English, and curses him. Now, someone who curses without Hashem's name is over a deraisa, but there's no malchus. Someone who curses, God forbid, using the Shem Hashem, says God should punish you, God should get even with you, something like that. That's it's a deraisa. There's chayv malchus for his pasulaidus. Harei chashavnu shiva eser lavim harigin lavei adisipul lashon hara rechilus. So, we've done this Elul, these 40 days, is learned that a person could be over 17 lavim, afilu misaper rak li Yisrael, demumal shen al Yisrael mebnei kuti, yisur yaisa gadol v'yaisa chamer, v'nislapam b'chlam maser. If he tells goyim about a yid, it could be a maser, kash nevarim shem lakamam b'chaz lashonar b'chaz shemini, v'arba mi'alavim v'nachi yavon olam nisa v'day shemayim, k'men al gnus da'alman v'yasim achil Hashem. Some are very strict. This is the Rambam I told you. The person only loses his Olam Haba if he's Margul Asatzmai. We end with very appropriate two words. Salik Halavim. We're done with our Averis. Salik Halavim. And I want to tell you an interesting, the Nachlas David, it was a Talmud of the Gra, writes in his drushes that Sukkis is a time, to fight this lashon hara. And this is a gross type of thing to do. You know, the consonants in Hebrew are divided into consonants that are from the throat, from the tongue, from the lips, from the palate, the chaych. So he says, sukkah, samach vav chav hey, are 4 out of 5. Sa is called the ois yois hashinayim, sa. And vav is the lips. Ch is the throat, and ha is the palate, the higher throat. The only one that's missing is the lashon, is the tongue. You know, Isis with the tongue. He says sukkah should be without lashon hara. And first, the layer sukkah shleimecha means sukkah. You have to be careful not to talk lashon hara. As a whole drasha in the drasha and nachlas davin. So we're going to learn again after sukkis. Until then, we should be zeicha to stay away from these 17 lavim. And Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zeicha to a gemar chasimah tayva, good geben shtyar. We'll resume after sukkis, Bezos Hashem.